Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Sometimes I get ahead of myself. Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Thursday, January 14th, 2021. 14 days of incredible 2021. If you take the last 14 days, the first 14 days of the new year, it's like they crammed in a decade's worth of news in 2 weeks. It's so it seems. It's very interesting. Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com. That's where you need to go for news, information, reports, links, everything. And of course, there you'll find the link to our audio and video platform. It's really simple. Now, I ask you to please subscribe to us on Rumble. It's not that hard. Subscribe and click Rumble or the plus sign for thumbs up, if you will. But we're on Rumble, and it was a good decision, wasn't it, that we took ourselves off of YouTube, considering what has happened in the last 14 days, the Great Purge, Night of the Long Knives, actually the Weekend of the Long Knives, digitally speaking. Hey, we're on Roku, too. We're on Roku. Thank you, Eric the Tech. Eric the Tech, how are you, sir?
I'm doing all right.
You doing okay?
Yep.
Yes, we are on Roku, and we're on Roku. You can watch us. Maybe you're watching right now on Roku. Isn't that great? So, all right. Real quick, Steve Quayle is going to be coming on, stevequayle.com, and we've got some exciting news to impart to all of you. But a couple of things. You know, what happened on the 6th at the U.S. Capitol, there's a lot of strangeness surrounding that. If you go back to what happened at President Trump's inauguration in 2017, you know, you look at the left and you look at the mainstream media, and don't forget, I have often said this, or I've said this, I wrote this in my column that appeared on my site, and I've said this publicly, and I'll continue to say this. In communist countries, a state-run media exists. Right now in the United States, a media-run state exists. It's a distinction without a difference, I contend, because both models result in nearly identical crackdowns of our freedoms. And that's what's taking place right now, the crackdowns of our freedoms. Do you think it's bad now? Just wait. Just wait. But that brings me to a question I have. And before I bring Steve on, I sent you the, did you get that? I sent you right as the show was opening. It's, what's that? Yeah. All right. So I just want to remind people, when President Trump, was inaugurated in 2017, take a look. What was going on? What happened at the inauguration? You remember subsequent to, not concurrent with, but subsequent to the inauguration, the pink hats. I'll just leave that description there. And, I'm a nasty woman and, oh my goodness. All of that. Well, what the news maybe didn't show you at the time, or if they delayed showing you, obviously you saw fires. Taking out riots taking place all across the Capitol. Where was the media at that point? And of course, I guess that's a rhetorical question. What's going on with the corporate media. But let's get to today. Real quick, let's get to today, folks. I want to ask a question. We're being told that Or we're being led to believe, based on really the lack of evidence, or maybe ample evidence, that Biden is going to be sworn in on the 21st, or on the on, on He's going to be sworn in. And Trump will no longer be president. So I've got a couple of questions. I don't have the answers. I've got some questions. If President Trump is neutered politically by virtue of a stolen election, no, I'm not going to say, yeah, I'm not going to, there's no disclaimers here. The election was stolen. But if President Trump is, there on your screen, by the way, is what happened at Trump's inauguration back in 2017. Look at that. All right. That's just one of many pictures in that article there. This is at therightscoop.com. In that article, there are videos, of course, as a reminder to people, the damage caused by the leftist machine. But let me get back to the questions here. If President Trump, and these are questions that bother me. I'm gonna put it to you folks, and you can discuss these questions on the, in the comment sections at, in the comment section at Rumble underneath this video. Why the rush to impeach him for a second time? People will say, well, that because so he, you know, he can be convicted in the Senate. And, of course, he won't be able to run again as a candidate. Okay. All right. Fair enough. That sounds like a good answer. But will there even be a trial at the Senate after he's gone? Because remember, the Senate does not reconvene until the 19th. So why the rush? Why did Pelosi rush to have him impeached a second time? I look at that as a consciousness of guilt on her part. They've got to discredit him as much as possible. We cannot have him really sucking air. We've got to really scorch the earth and salt the earth with him. Okay, that's question one. Question two. If there is a trial at the Senate, some say, well, there won't be, but if there is, that opens up an entire defense where information about a stolen election can be brought in. They don't want that. Oh, no, they don't want that. That's kind of question 1A or reference to question 1. Okay. Here's another question. How many troops are in Washington, D.C. at the moment? 15,000, 20,000. Many are at the Capitol. But what else are you seeing? You're seeing monuments, the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, Jefferson Memorial, all being fenced around by literal fence and troops guarding the monuments. Now think about that for a second. Who goes after monuments? Is it the Trump supporters? No. It's the left. Well, does this make sense? That you would have up maybe close to 20,000 troops at the Capitol and many guarding monuments? If, in fact, that there's going to be an inauguration, again, I ask you, does that make sense to you? Sometimes people say, well, you don't have to make sense. Things don't have to make sense. And you're right. Sometimes things just don't make sense. What about all the military stuff going on that we don't hear about? Yeah, you know, at other state capitals, what's going on there? Is it a case of, well, it is simply what it is? Or is there something else going on? I don't know the answer to these questions I'm asking you. I have not received a memo. President Trump has not called me up and said, hey, Doug, hey, what are you doing? You got a minute? Let me tell you what's going on. No, that has not happened, obviously. Nor will it, but you get the idea, right? We're being fed a narrative and said, this is what's going on, and we were to believe it. I think it was Is it Socrates that said the more I think I know, the less I know, or something to that effect? I believe that was one of the Greek philosophers, but that's the case. Now, very quickly, let me move to this video clip. This was on InfoWars yesterday. One of these two men are correct. So one is correct, one is not. Steve Pachinik was on, and a lot of people know Steve Pachinik. He was a big deal in government, and, he's a big deal. He's got a lot of street cred. Some people think he's nuts. Some people say, hey, he's not. He was on InfoWars yesterday. I'm going to play it, just two segments, very short. The first segment is the opening, which is extracted from the content itself. It's about a minute, 2 seconds. They took it from the actual content and put it in front of this video. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. But nonetheless, listen to this, because Pachinik says, hey, President Trump is going to be sworn in for a second term, and the military is there for a different reason altogether. Listen to this and watch this.
Alex, quiet down a bit. You've never been in a military coup. You do not understand what that means. You do not understand how quickly we work and how long we've been preparing for this. I kept saying to you months ago, this is a fascist system coming from the left, from Obama, from Brennan. When does a director of the CIA, who's a Catholic moron from Fordham, screwed up in Saudi Arabia, becomes the deputy director of the CIA, was an analyst, and then brings forth another CIA operative, Obama? That's when I got my subpoena 10 years ago, and I had to go to court to explain how what an idiot this man was and how the attorney general of Miami was an idiot. In other words, my tolerance for ignorance and stupidity is not great. If I'm wrong, I will never appear on your show again. But if I'm right, I become one of your official paid commentators. You want that?
If you're right, I'll hire you and pay you. Give me on the show every day.
All right. In the interest of time, and because we had a little computer issue there, I'm not going to play the second part of that, which is essentially saying Steve Pachinik saying, look, President Trump is digging down. He's going to be making arrests. There are arrests being made of the members of the deep state, specifically people who have committed insurrection, literal insurrection, people within our government, people outside of the government. And that's why the troops are out there. That's why things are happening the way they're happening. There was another thing that's kind of related to this in a sense. We have contacts up in Ontario, Toronto, and such. A message today was received over the equivalent of the emergency broadcasting systems by the Ontario government, saying everyone must stay at home, stay indoors, only essential travel for medical appointments or whatever is allowed. It's interesting timing. I'll just say that. Okay, that's in Ontario. So what we're looking at is not necessarily limited to the continental United States, but also goes north. All right, so with that, I'm not going to play the rest of that or have Eric play it, but understand this. That's Pachinik is saying, look, it's going on right now. And Jones says, well, wait a second. This sounds rather Q-ish, Q-esque, the letter Q, Q-esque, in its delivery. And Jones is saying, I ain't buying it. I'm not buying it. My head's about to explode. I'm looking for duct tape because everywhere you look, it's disinformation, misinformation, and not the right information. So with all that said, I don't know. Again, I haven't received any memos or phone calls. So with that, that's the platform upon which Steve and I are going to be launching off from here. Steve, how are you doing, sir?
To address that platform. And, I want people to understand something. The telegraphing of the Republicans, especially the president, always seems to turn on him. The Insurrection Act now is being used as the basis for a secondary impeachment. The left has controlled the narrative from the beginning. He who controls the narrative controls the outcome based on control, notice the word control twice, of the mainstream slash murderers. The MSM is no longer the mainstream media. It's the mainstream murderers, in my opinion. They are the killers of truth. They are the killers of freedom. They are the assassinations to be. They are building their prima facie case against Trump supporters being terrorists. Notice how every terrorist who's identified as a terrorist no longer is a terrorist. It's all white, Christian, patriot, constitutionalists, and people who believe in the Second Amendment. Doug, I'll be sending out to my Q-File subscribers today the most important post I've ever posted, I believe, in my life. Now, how can I say that? People are asking me, and we'll get to Steve Pachinik, who, by the way, is a friend of mine. I've spent countless hours with him when he lived in Bozeman. We talked about everything, and we'll get to that story because it's germane to what we're talking about. But today's final warning alert, now you can understand, ladies and gentlemen, with everything that's going on in the country, why that conference, which is a virtual conference, was so important at the time. It was released for people to download and to also basically order the videos. Now, this isn't a pitch. This is a statement. The alert that I'm giving out today is this: repentance, not revolution, America's Red Sea moment. When Donald Trump adopted the statement, make America great again, the immediate response of me was, make America repent again. De Tocqueville, I basically believe, was the man who said, and I stand to be corrected, so much stuff in my head to trying to get out of my mouth on your show today. No excuse, just happens to be, how do I say this, the way it is. I want to urge every Hagman, every Quayle, listener, viewer, together independently, to stay out of the state capitals. This is a setup, as was Washington, D.C. The FBI intentionally withheld information from the President of the United States, I'm told, about Antifa's usurpation of the Trump march. We saw people who were wearing their hats backward. Now, look, I want to make something clear. I love my country, but I love the God of heaven and Jesus Christ, my Savior, your Savior, for those of you who know him as your Savior, more than I love my country, because the Lord is the freedom and the liberty and everything we've enjoyed. He's the source of all life. And I am absolutely brokenhearted looking after those things that are coming upon the earth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the first guy on talk radio. This isn't bragging. This is stating a fact. And some of you just better wake the you-know-what up. The thing is that from the beginning of talk radio 25 years ago on Coast to Coast, I was talking about the Civil War that would come. There were others who wrote books about it. But I said it on Coast to Coast, which at that moment when Art Bell was a host, was probably one of the largest listened-to radio programs in the world. And so I believe Art's statement to me, and I'm going by memory from a quarter of a century ago, and I do have a pretty good memory, bless the Lord, but he said, I sure hope not, or something like, I hope you're wrong. I think I replied, I hope I'm wrong too, but I don't believe I will be. I'm calling America, as an individual, every member of the family, every Christian, everyone who has not recognize the prophetic, and I'm not talking about pathetic, I'm talking about the true prophecies of the Word of God concerning the end of the age, and also putting everyone in remembrance that wasn't it interesting when those who could have spoken out against a Democratic Democratic Party's platform of we will not have God, the God of heaven, we will not have the Christian God upon our platform. They declared war on him publicly. I've been fending off, Doug, some of the most offensive Christian people that could not see beyond the man, Donald Trump, to the platform of basically allowing us to exist. I saw a statement. I can't verify that he really said it. The president said, look, they're not just coming for me. They're coming for us. I'm just in their way right now.
Yes, I can verify that. Yes.
Yeah. In spite of all that he's gone through, I maintain very few men, if any, could put up with what he's put up with. All the charges, the concerted effort of hell. Hell, those of you who don't believe in God, you better believe in hell, because you're seeing it starting to play out. And once you see that which has been warned about, that you've scorned about, then you have the same decision, excuse me, as everybody else. And that is, where do you stand with Jesus at this late of hour? Again, alert, repentance, not revolution, America's Red Sea moment. I'm telling everybody, do not fight the traps that are set for you, that are being used to label, and they already have, all Bible-believing Christians terrorists, all homeschoolers terrorists. There are 72 categories. I'm just going to go through four. People who believe in the Constitution, terrorists. People who are primarily white, terrorists. And the whole narrative, Doug, and I'm going to turn it right over to you because I want you to comment on this, is absolutely designed to destroy every man, woman, and child in the United States who is a Christian or even has a historical knowledge of our borders, of our language, of our culture, and of all of our monuments. As Michael Savage used to say, and by the way, Fox News would never bring Michael on, Dr. Michael Savage, he's been warning, warning, warning. Everybody's been warning. And I want to share, Doug, and I'm going to give it to you right now, America's repentance cannot turn the country around. Civil war will happen. Revolution is happening. And the thing that I guess was most astonishing to me in the entire presidential years is that not one thing he said he would do concerning the deep state could he do. Could he do? So go ahead, Doug, because I'm going to drink some water and basically fire up the locomotive, the steam engine.
And you know what, folks, starting out, I would urge everyone to become a subscriber of the Q-Files, Q-Files.tv. Please do that. We are being pushed into a corner of censorship. And that's a sales pitch, because we're being pushed into the corner of censorship. We're being deplatformed, depersoned. If you want to know what's really going on, Qfiles.tv, that's the place to go. Become a subscriber. That gets you a lot of juice. It gives you a lot of access. And I'm a subscriber, and I love it because it gets me the information when I need it, even before I need it. Qfiles.tv. Go to stevequayle.com, click on the banner, or just go to Qfiles.tv. Sign up today. Sign up tonight. Do that, okay? It's very inexpensive. But to Steve's point, it was in 2013, and excuse me if I have the year wrong, but I remember this very clearly. I sat on a bench in Washington, D.C. I was there for another reason, and I had a source, and people might remember this from my writings all across Canada Free Press, all across my platform, HomelandSecurityUS.com, where I met with someone from someone that I called Rosebud. Okay, now you might say, "Oh, you're just full of, you know, beans or whatever." Who looked me in the eye and said, "Look, the Obama regime wants to start a civil war. That's the intent here. The civilian army that Obama talked about. Do we have Antifa and BLM and other things?" It was very extensive. Well, I had to defend that. I was forced to defend that. Now, Steve Quayle actually posted the headlines about it, and he got a ration of, you know what, blowback about that. When I had to defend myself, well, you don't have any sources. Hey, civil war hasn't happened yet, has it? So you're wrong. Your source is wrong. And as a matter of fact, you don't even have a source. You're making it up. Wait, now it's 8 years later, 7.5 years later. And what's everyone talking about? Civil war. 40% of the American population believes that we should divide our country. That from the latest poll issued this morning. 40%. And so, wait a second. I don't have a source. No one told me that. No one told me that Civil War was being designed. Well, apparently my warnings were 7.5 years too early. Or maybe they were timely, but just not acted upon by the patriots within the structure of our government. Steve Quayle, the same thing. I remember, in fact, I have a cassette tape still of Steve Quayle, that very broadcast that Steve Quayle was talking about with Art Bell on a cassette tape. Folks, look, the other side, that part of the thing that Steve was talking about, the repentance side. You can't, do you expect impunity when you murder on the unborn in wholesale numbers and celebrate that murder? And not only that, and I'll flip it back to Steve for as long as he wants, but not only celebrate that, but criminally prosecute those people who actually expose the depravity by Planned Parenthood. Yes, I'm talking about the Center for Medical Progress. And then you have Christians, in quotation marks, Christian sites, who are the apparent arbiters of everything alt news, alt media, saying, well, you know, they use this, they infiltrated Planned Parenthood, and they committed a sin by misrepresenting themselves. So we can't stand behind that. As Christians, we shouldn't stand behind that. Think about the hypocrisy. Think about, just take a minute and really consider, in a moment of silence and really introspection, think about what you just heard. I'm angry. And Steve Quayle is my friend. God bless that man. He has been sounding the clarion call for years. 25 years. And we're here. It's now. It's now. I don't mean to sound too dramatic. I'm just passionate. So, Steve, go ahead, sir.
Excuse me, Doug. Thank you.
No worries,
man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read you the first paragraph of what was sent out only to our Q-File subscribers. I have warned, and Doug and I have talked for, hundreds of hours, that's not an exaggeration, about the time coming when we would be deplatformed. And he and I are working on something in the background that we'll talk about in the second hour that can basically ensure your access to non-ICANN-controlled internet sites, of which I'm going to have to migrate to. And ladies and gentlemen, if stevequayle.com gets taken down, I want you to make note, Gen6, Giants.com is a total new website, not my old Genesis, spelled a long way, 6 Giants website, which has been up and unattended for years. Basically, I just am one guy. I laugh when people ask me about my staff. I'd almost try and bribe Doug, why have, to get Eric to come work for me. I say that. I've also tried to adopt Tom Horn's son, Joe. And obviously, you don't let go of treasures. That's not flattery. That's truth. Yesterday, Daniel Holdings and I did one of my podcasts. My podcasts are only available to subscribers. The reason being is I have been deplatformed. I have absolutely, I have two employees that work for me, my son Tyler and Daryl. Daryl, who a lot of you talk to on the phone, he'll say, hey, how you doing? He's from Philadelphia. He's also 6'6", and, let's just say this, a commanding presence. But alert, repentance, not revolution, America's Red Sea moment. Don't fall into Satan's trap. Pray and protect your families. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I am, by the way, the non-most pacifistic person on the planet. I am as pro-Second Amendment as anybody who's out there, having spoken thousands of hours, not only about the Second Amendment, but about the days we are now in. You can deny biblical prophecy. You can deny, and notice I'm saying biblical prophecy. I'm not talking about what's out in the world right now. 6-7 prophets. Somebody said, well, what's going to happen, Steve? I don't know. It depends on America. It depends on American Christians. Now, I want to make it clear. I'm talking about saving individuals through the blood of Jesus. I don't do the saving. God does. To protect Doug, your brother, my brother. The last thing I want is hearing, hey, so-and-so got machine gun trying to run a roadblock. One of the most important alerts, and maybe, Eric, you could put it up, my latest alert on stevequayle.com, I'm talking about two separate things. You all need to pray and seek God. I have never spoken outside on secular radio, and I quit doing that years ago, with the exception of Coast to Coast. George Norrie has been a prince of a man to me and allowed me to speak my heart and allow me to present my evidence. But here we go. Here we go. Do not be drawn into a battle zone, a kill box of their design. The there is the leftists, all of those who worked against Donald Trump to impeach him, to impugn him, and to pretty much make him of non-consequence. Non-consequence. Now, here's what I said. This is only just part of it. I document my final warning alerts, but please go to stevequayle.com and read the regular alerts. I know that's a little confusing. Today's alert is probably one of the most important and time-sensitive warnings I have ever given. The next 7 days, this the one I'm talking about yesterday, I'm sorry, the next 7 days lead up to the inauguration of a different president, one who holds a different worldview than any of us could have ever imagined. This unexpected turn of events will result in the eventual death and persecution of every Christian in America as someone, sorry, it's me, who has been declaring during 25 years on talk radio, shortwave radio, and hundreds of interviews over a quarter of a century, it breaks my heart. It does. It breaks my heart to see our country in total rejection of living God. This country is allowing idols to be set up in our lands and is allowing a mockery, an attack on Jesus Christ that can only be placed in the context of the end of the age. We're there. I don't care what the jellyfishians say. A jellyfishian is a pastor who has abandoned the faith, or Christians who have abandoned the faith, to go after the woke movement, and they have put cultural Marxism above the gospel and above the redemption and above the resurrection of my, your, our Lord Jesus Christ. It is important. This is the end sentence. And there's more, but this is all I'm going to share with the general audience. It is that important that all of God's children and all of those who love freedom not follow the trap being set up by those who seek our destruction. And Eric, if it's Doug, with your permission, if you can go to my site, stevequayle.com, up in the right-hand side, there's an alert. I think it's important, Doug,
all right,
that I read the alert, because this came in from multiple sources, not me. There's my two cents worth. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe this. I believe that's how critical the time is. After that alert, then, Doug, I give it back to you. Thank you for affording me this opportunity. But I think it's really critical. I will tell you what I know. I'll tell you what I think. And I'll tell you that I still believe the final outcome. Trust me, I'm on notice in the power, the halls of power for speaking my mind. And I want to thank all of you for interceding for my life and Doug's life. We don't tell you the stories because, again, all the mockers, all the scoffers, and all the psyops teams out there in different worlds of the intelligence and military of the world do everything they can to discredit us. So I don't know if you can't pull it up, Eric. I can pull it up on my website.
There you go.
Right there. Yep. Okay. Thank you. God bless you, Eric. And this is the emergency alert I gave yesterday, and I want to read it. Emergency alert, attention, all conservatives and men and women of goodwill. Do not, under any circumstances, take part in any protests at state capitals, no matter what. Thank you for all you do. I spent this morning, this is from one of my listeners, with a state office holder whom I have known for years. He said that the state capital demonstrations are an FBI-CIA trap, this is a state legislator, to arrest and give maximum sentences to as a way to gut the resistance movement and check against their list, the government list. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, 25 years ago, for those of you that are just new and joining Doug, 25 years ago, a man who worked for the Environmental Protection Agency in the Western United States gave me the red, blue, and green list, not the people were on it. And he said that these are the pickup lists, these are your assassination lists, and these are the re-education lists. He was murdered. So I don't want to deal with any jellyfishians. I don't believe in jellyfishianity. I believe in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, the Son of a living God, who died for my sins, your sins, and our sins, whom God resurrected on the third day, and who will come again in the clouds. Now, Eric, put that back up, please. I'm sorry. I always, you know, I have to go where my heart leads me. And that was from G. People arrested in the coming weeks will not be getting out anytime soon. The lady who sent me that is reiterating what we know that exists, Doug, under the National Defense Authorization Act. We can be held. Anybody can be held now in America. There is no due process. Forget the words, well, it's unconstitutional. To quote Henry Kissinger, the unconstitutional takes time. The illegal we do right away. Or I may have that reversed. So again, I want to continue reading this. Thank you for straightening it out. And that's what this woman was, and I say this woman, I don't mean that in any disparaging way. And I would say this, that bold woman made available to me, and thank you, G. I won't even use her first name because I go to great, efforts to not put anybody in harm's way, okay? Now, from background intel guy, this is a totally different person than G. Do not try to go through a military roadblock with weapons in the car or on your person, even with CCW or concealed weapon permit. Okay, this is important. Or on your person, unless you want to find yourself on a bus to a FEMA camp. This person has access to this data. Listen to it or disavow it. Does not matter if you are MAGA or Antifa. Same treatment at the moment while it's still legally being decided. Who's going to control the martial law and define precisely who is a traitor and who is not a traitor? He then asks, do you understand me? This was directed to me, Steve. This is the darkest day in U.S. history to date. Tell everyone hard lockdown is coming. No movement allowed at all. The store shelves will be emptied overnight, and no trucks will be allowed to run. ETA is still being decided. Please, ladies and gentlemen, this is fluid. I don't know. God responds to prayer. God responds to intercessory prayer. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't know the ETA. I can tell you this, the United States will be broken up. I can tell you this, there will be food riots in the major cities. I can tell you this, that water will become the most precious commodity and food, edible food, in the days ahead. I can tell you this, there's famine in the land. I can tell you this, there's famine in the world. Ice Age Farmer, God bless him, he's doing a great, great job. But so are the people that are in the livestock industry. So are the people that are responsible for all of us being blessed. And by the way, it's the American farmer. And I will say this, damn to hell the conglomerates that are planning on the killing through the control of food, literally billions of people. We know that's biblical. Why, even the Deagle Report, which, for the record, is run by three different heads of agencies known as CIA, NSA, and DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, completely separate apart from their, if you will, underlying employers. And those, ladies and gentlemen, are who run the QAnonymous movement. QAnonymous is never been QAnonymous. By the way, I'm the real Q. I'm not the Q Anonymous. The first thing Q Anonymous came out is I had to deal with a lot of stuff claiming I was, I said, there's nothing anonymous about me. And I personally have a distaste for cowards that send me anonymous one. If you've got to send me an email with anonymous this, anonymous that, then basically please don't waste your breath. Oh, and then because you're such brave defenders of a constitution, the freedom, and of course you're out there, I have to spoof my address. Poof! You're gone. Because cowards go into the lake of fire. Now, I will make an exception, a caveat for that. There are people who will say, because of my clearance and because of who I am, and I know this, I know them by their fruits of what they're telling me, I'm using a proxy server, this is coming from Thailand, I am not stationed there. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to intercede, we need to repent and say, God, protect the men and women in the U.S. military who love Jesus Christ, who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I pray personally that everyone is covered with the protection of Almighty God. I pray you'll be at the right place at the right time. I pray that bullets flying your direction, bombs dropping on you, and everything else will have no consequence. I'm either believing God for the impossible, who says, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things I know you know not of. I can't answer. Now Doug and I will deal with it. I personally know Steve Pachinik. He's one of the brightest men in the world. He is a master of psychological operations. He is well-connected, beyond well-connected. He has brought in and been brought in to some of the most delicate matters in the world and some of the most delicate matters in the country. We sat down for hours at length. You could ask him. And I bring up names. I bring up names of the swamp in those days. I haven't talked to Steve in 5 years, except on the phone, I think, a couple times over those 5 years. He's in Florida. I'm in Montana. We just go our separate ways. I cannot confirm what he is saying. I cannot. I can't do it because I don't know. He made this statement on Alex. Alex, if I'm wrong, I'll never come on your show again. Now, I want to make something clear. What Steve Pachinik is specifically saying is that this is beyond the control of the president. Consider this. He is, when I say this, he is the duly elected president of the United States. But he is unaware of the clandestine world of black ops. He just is. He knows he can order this or order that, but he has no clue. He is also kept in the dark on absolute impending dangers and science. You've heard him talk about disclosure. Well, he lost his opportunity, in my opinion, on that. And now we're seeing disclosure. You see, what's happening when the CIA set that new disc of the government's studies on USA, that also was designed to embarrass him. And here's the thing. The world leaders are right now meeting, secret place in the world. And oh, by the way, Antarctica factors into that. And ladies and gentlemen, next Friday, I think, Doug, we settle on Friday or have we settled on Saturday?
No, I think Eric the Tech, what do, refresh my memory. Okay, Steve, I think it's going to air Saturday. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. But here's the deal. I am so concerned of what it's going to cost to keep Doug's platform up, the Hagman Report, that we're going to have a fundraiser for Doug. The fundraiser, I don't know the charge yet. It will be a minimum of $30, probably $40. It will be by password only. This is to undergird Doug Hagman, the perpetual platform, as long as he's allowed. Now, I want everyone to understand this. The next Antarctic presentation will be unlike anything I've ever said. It will be unlike anything you've ever heard. It will literally cause you to gasp. If you don't believe the Genesis 6 narrative, if you don't believe the end times, then please save your money. It's not worth it. But this is going to be a special event, Lord willing, because I don't even know if the internet will be up. And again, I'm taking this time to thank those of you who have supported Doug, supported me and the veterans, in the single moms, and God bless each and every one of you that has done that. I'm sitting here looking at my screen and help, veteran in need, help, I'm out of money, help, you know, and these, and by the way, I have pretty strict criteria, but I also am sensitive to the Spirit of God. And, I can just tell you this, by the grace of God, Doug Hagman is on the radio, podcast, now internet, same thing for me, and it wouldn't be possible if it were not for you guys. So on Steve Pachinik, I can say this. There is a realm in the government I was involved in, not as a paid, not as a agent. I've never, you know, I'm a guy that lives in Bozeman, Montana. The thing is, I'm not playing dumb, but God chose to provide my introduction into the world of Ultra Black through multiple four-star generals active in Special Operations Command at that time, who happened to be men of God, who happened to be in a place where they fight the things that go bump in the night. So, ladies and gentlemen, I could not know the things I know unless very brave men and women, some of who died, literally, watching over me, and I won't even go into detail. You can say, oh, Quayle's just trying to be melodramatic. Before the Lord God in whom I have already stood, Jesus Christ, at his judgment seat, having the Lord look down from me and say, Steve, why would I have given you so much? Have you done so little? Being translated to heaven. Well, I don't believe that either. The problem with the people who say I don't believe anything is they don't believe. Yet they'll follow the jellyfish pastors to their destruction. You got to understand the Christian ethos is under attack. The Christian faith is under attack. When Kamala Harris, when AOC, you know, and all of the other people are talking, we're taking names and we're going to pay back. We're going to pay back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they couldn't be more serious. And so I'm saying to every man, your number one priority is to your family. This is a different time. If you get caught on the road, being set up, being drawn in by the fake implants that are in certain groups, I'm not saying all groups are penetrated, you most likely will never see your wife again or your children. They will be used against you. They will be used against you to cause you to roll, to cause you to tell them what you know. And then, ladies and gentlemen, only God knows the outcome. I believe, Doug, that this is the most important time. We'll take the next side of it. Do I believe that Trump's got all this stuff in motion? I don't believe Trump does. I want to make it clear. I have one friend, dear friend, love him with all my heart, but it's Trump, Trump, Trump. It's not Trump. He does not. Most of my viewers have not understood that there is a government beyond what you see. Nancy Pelosi, Hildebeest, Obama, they all take their orders from the dark side. And I will share with you stuff, the Lord willing, that will blow your mind on this special broadcast. Again, it is special for the supporters of Doug Hagman. It is special for the Q-Files subscribers. It is a special thing. And because the Antarctic is the most important issue that's going to be launched and unveiled on the earth, and all of the Genesis 6 and all of the Book of Revelation, when men's hearts will fail them, looking after those for fear, for looking after those things coming upon the earth, I'm also going to say, I'm going to put a warning. I don't want any kids. I don't want anybody who has nightmares. I don't want anybody who fears. And by the way, be honest, it's for your sake. When I was brought into the world of Ultra Black, I was asked, more importantly, I was told, Steve, and they quoted Nietzsche, once you look into the abyss and the abyss sees you looking and your life will never be the same. I prayed, yet I was, how do I say this? I had no clue as to what that would cost me, how that would put my family in jeopardy, how that would be a basis for a lot of very, very powerful people, some of the most famous names who are Luciferians working overtime to take me out. same people that were working overtime to take out Doug Hagman and also Hawk and a few others, a radio talk show host, Hawk. So Doug, the Pachinik statement, it goes beyond the knowledge or the realm of the President of the United States. He has a special presidential clearance, but obviously with loose lips sinking ships. And I want to make this clear. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, unless otherwise, most of them were either appointed by Obama, and you and I did shows before Trump was elected on Obama declaring that they must take an oath to him and not the Constitution. Any of our military, whether they were fleet officers or whether they were generals, who could not swear allegiance to the President of the United States beyond the Constitution, were let go, early retired, or they chose to leave, lest they be, I'll be blunt with you, murdered. The time is upon us where the direction that each one of us seek, it has to come from the Lord. I'm praying, and by the way, it's not me, I'm praying for God to raise up men with the power of the Holy Ghost and the Deborahs and the Esthers. Deborah was a warrior. Esther was an intercessor that will give a true and pure word, not mixed up with, the prophecy of the day crowd, not mixed up with anything. I'm not making fun of it. The time and the outcome will determine who is right and who is wrong, who is claimed to be a prophet. I'm not doing that. But what I am saying is this. The outcome affects us. We are in the sights of the most demonic persecution. And I want to say this one other thing. I'm sorry, I probably got to say 100 things, but I won't do it before I turn it over to you.
I'm going to overlay a picture because what you just said there, I think, go ahead and overlay this picture. This speaks to what you just said. This has been going around on various underground message boards. And it has, that's a reference to the, what's going on, what you just talked about, what you just said, it speaks for itself. That's all I wanted to say. Continue, sir. I didn't mean to take you off your stride.
Again, the number one problem is one problem, two words, assumption and presumption. Because of, I would say this, apathy, indifference, heresy, abandonment of the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, and that's just in what claims to be the church. We are in this faith. Jesus made it clear. We're the salt of the earth. We're the light on the hill. If the salt loses its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing but to be tossed. That meant, by the way, when salt lost its savor, guess what? They used it as road mix. And I tell people, when you lose your salt, when you lose your anointing, what will come against you and trample you underfoot, that doesn't mean you're not saved, doesn't mean you're not going to heaven, but it will overwhelm. And right now, Doug, every Christian who loves Jesus should be in an attitude of humbling ourselves, of repentance first and foremost for our country, as Daniel, the prophet Daniel, when seeking God for the end of the captivity of the Jews, because he read in the book, the prophet Jeremiah, 70 years were assigned to captivity. We don't even consider our corporate sin as a nation. By the way, the total number from the insiders is 100 million abortions. That is separate and distinct from the children that disappear and are used in satanic rituals or trafficked on the international pedophile network. Ladies and gentlemen, the church couldn't be bothered. That which calls it Americans, let's just say this, of the American church. I mean, no disrespect for the Lord Jesus Christ, but the church word is, I believe, ecclesia or ecclesia, the called out ones. And ladies and gentlemen, when I started on talk radio, I made two statements. I made two statements that I will stand by because you're seeing them fulfilled. When the Lord showed me the panorama of history, I saw the headlines and I heard him say literally, when cannibalism fills the headlines of the day, and the world's major volcanoes going off, know that is the beginning. He didn't say the Great Tribulation. He said the beginning of tribulations. He then told me that and those who call themselves mine will be the last people to recognize the lateness of the hour, even though they're thrust into tribulations. Doug, you know, again, the problem is that this doesn't get better. There is no political solution to a spiritual problem. And what troubles me is we're like ancient Israel in the United States. We want a king, or we want a president that will deliver us. Yet we forget the God who established. By the way, the Puritans and Pilgrims made a covenant. We are a land of covenant. Yet we, who have been blessed beyond any other nation in the world, set high above any other nation in the world, where people used to look at us as a bastion of liberty, freedom, and justice for all of our liberties have been taken away. All of our freedoms taken away. Justice? Are you kidding me? People who are rioters, true terrorists, in whether it's in Portland or in Seattle, they get released. No charges. They're trying to charge, literally, the law enforcement authorities, any Christian to indefinite lock them up.
And the release, if I can just add this.
Yes.
The release, the bail money, for those that are required to post bail money, a lot of that, in whether it's in Portland or in Seattle, but specifically in California, routed through California, was routed through Kamala Harris, that anti-law and order individual who is now allegedly the vice president-elect, allegedly. But the money came through Kamala Harris to let those people go, to let the rioters go. And yet the rioters, and I don't know how many people saw this, but when you look at the mug shots and the backgrounds, a lot of them were pedophiles. They've been convicted on child pornography charges. They were convicted previously on child assault endangerment charges. Yet Kamala Harris made sure they had money for their bail. Now Christians, conservative Christians, who are picked up under the terrorist label, we have no recourse. You're exactly right. I just want to make sure that people knew that the very people you're talking about, the funding is coming from the left, and specifically Kamala Harris, among others. Go ahead, sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I was given, this part really bothers me, I was given, and I do beseech the Lord, and I want, Doug, you know this, there are some things I simply won't talk about. Because I take, and Jesus said this, being the Son of God, being the Redeemer of the human race, if I've told you earthly things, and you believe me not, how can I tell you heavenly things? It is my goal to provoke everyone to prayer, to provoke everyone to fasting, to provoke everyone to repentance, that you might be delivered, that your children are the heritage of the Lord, that your grandchildren is the fruit of a righteous man. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, I deal with families. I don't give any family counseling. I want to tell you that, please. But I deal with the problems of split Christian homes that Jesus identified would be a sign of the end times. And I want you to know we become a nation of finks, of tattletales, of basically people who will be starved into committing acts they never would have thought about. Years and years ago, when the first guillotines were coming into the United States, and it was probably about a quarter of a century ago, a friend of mine who was a test pilot for a major aerospace industry trying to keep it all sanitized, his brother was the head of a longshoreman in Long Beach, or one of the head guys. A certain ship came in with the cargo nets of crates. One of the, and I believe this is God, one of the cargo nets broke, and onto the platform where, you know, they basically load the different trucks and everything. I don't know what the official term is. A crate of guillotines was broken open. People ran with that story, and they put their own twist on it. And, you know, I can only tell you this. As you watch the news or as you see reports, usually the first reports are right, and then everything from there on gets assuaged or it gets watered down, diluted, denied. Fast forward, 2005. Those of you who were at Branson heard my testimony. One of America's leading generals, four-star in special operations, clearances beyond what most people, even in the military, know, and most people in the military don't even know of the existence of some of the ultra-black groups. The general told me, Steve, I landed my helicopter at a certain base in Texas. And I landed at a base, and he said, we have the most advanced instruments on our Black Hawks that even exist, and that people had to be cleared for at general level or general staff level, meaning you had to be a certain amount of stars. He said, I noticed something on my scanners, and I saw a giant room. I saw a giant room and hidden railroad tracks. This is on a military base in Texas, and in it were guillotines. He said hundreds of guillotines, not in crates, but stacked up. He landed the helicopter. He was met by the head, who was really nervous. And in this case, the general was able to pull rank. This general in spec ops. He told me that. And Doug, I talked about that on your show over and over. Now, fast forward right now, bring you up to speed. I know, have been given, and I've made sure others have it, of all the guillotines in the United States and the ovens, the crematoriums, the portable ones, there are a quarter of a million guillotines in the United States throughout different bases. The person who told me that had majestic clearance. I don't care. You know, all my idiots, forgive me, not my idiots, but idiots, they seem to be mine when they come into my email, said, that's not true. I rest my case. I'm telling you who told me. Well, unless Quayle tells a name. Yeah, right. And I told one person that was literally a son of Belial, a son of Baal, a son of hell. You give me a $2 million check. I'll check out with my general or lieutenant colonel, and I want it made payable to their family. So when they're murdered, you and your loud freaking mouth will cover their family's expenses. And again, this is, 15 years ago. Well, I won't do that. Of course you won't. And then I went, cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo. You know what that means. They would deny the very Lord they claim to serve. The guillotines, according to one of my friends who's flown all over the world, scientific advisor to presidents, mocked by one of the internet's officials, who is basically a self-imposed personality on the internet. He said, when I walked in, Steve, and people called me sir, he said, I asked the commanding whatever he was, I forget the rank, who are all these guillotines for? Man bowed his head and said, these are for all those who won't recant their faith. Guess who they want you to recant your faith in? By the way, if you can recant your faith, they cut your head off anyway. Guess where all those Environmental Protection Agency incinerators went that my friend lost his life over to bring that information out, the red, the blue, and the green list? It's not red, blue, and yellow. It's not purple, mauve, and, rainbow colors. The thing is that it's specifically the appropriations under a Superfund site to clean up toxic waste. The toxic waste, ladies and gentlemen, are the Christians. Doug, go ahead and take it for a minute. I need to take some more water.
Wow. Well, you know, look, I think we're in a position right now where, you know, we can be fooled, obviously. We can be fooled as Christians. We can be fooled as conservatives, whether it's on the political, within the political realm or even the evangelical realm and the overlap between those. But the fact that what we see happening is happening right now, I believe lends credence to the fact that this is an event that is coming. You could guarantee it. Okay. Because think about it this way. A year ago, can you imagine a year ago? And I said this to my wife. I maybe I said this on air. Think about this. If you were in a bank teller, for example, in middle America, and somebody came in the bank, or two people walked in the bank together wearing masks, you would be ducking and hitting the floor, thinking, okay, this is a robbery. Today, anyone not wearing a mask entering a bank, well, you could have your account taken away from you, HSBC. Okay, so the reason I mention that in this context is, God won't be put in a box. The events of the last days will not be put in a box. In other words, we've got, in my view, what Steve Quayle just said. Look at this with objective, but objective eyes, without the bias. But look at this in a much bigger fashion. Are we living in the end days? I think we are. But is there a time of the end days? No, I'm not talking about the 3.5 years. I mean, is there a time of the birth pangs and such? No, I don't think there is. So, but you can feel. If you can't feel in your spirit, in your heart, in your soul, deep down in the pit of your stomach, if that feeling is not motivating you to grab a Bible and to read the Bible and to read, I mean, really read, or hit your knees at night or in the morning, or if you can't physically do that, then certainly stay in prayer. The only guidance I really think that we have left for us as believers, and even as Christian conservatives, it's not any political figure. It's not any political movement. It is a spiritual movement within the Bible. The more I see, again, the more I see, the more I realize I don't know. But one thing I do know, the Word of God is solid. Now, again, I'm not a minister. I'm not a preacher. I'm just a guy that I'm just here. But this is in order for my clarity, my spiritual nourishment. I've got to remain in the Word in order to even begin to understand the events that we're seeing unfold. And even then, it's tough. So in these times of confusion, I think what I'm hearing Steve say, in these times of uncertainty and confusion, we have to remain in the Word, and we have to be good Christians. I mean, when I say good Christians, obviously we have to be born again, but we also have to act like we are good Christians. Steve, did I say that right? I mean, I'm not even sure I said that.
I know
right.
What you're trying to say, and let me help you. We need to be faithful to our calling.
That's it.
Because Jesus corrected. I think you've heard me say this on your show before. There are no such things as good Christians.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah. I knew I was going down that road. I knew I was going down a bad road, but thank you for bailing me out.
Yeah. There are only redeemed and obedient Christians.
Right.
What does the Bible say? Obedience is better than sacrifice? God never called us to crawl on our knees to put silver on the board at any cathedral in any country. God never called us to do penance. God called us to repentance and a change of our way and a change of our life. Repent means to turn away from that which God has declared wrong and embrace Him, Jesus, who is right. So there are no good Christians. Doug, that was one of the most liberating things I think I've ever said on your show, my show, for so many across the world, because they would hang their heads in shame. They love Jesus, but because they never had a chance, quote, to be good. And I say this to everyone worldwide that listens to Hagman, there is no such thing as a good Christian, only redeemed Christians, and who are, obedient and faithful to their calling. And that's the right way to say it. Not correcting you. You asked me to put in the right context.
Yeah, that's, I was really searching for that because I remember our conversations. I was searching for that, the correct terminology. Yes, obedient to our calling and faithful. Yes, absolutely. And that's what kind of keeps me sane, not sane, but oriented, task oriented, I think. And I think that's where we all need to be, folks. However, as Steve said in the very beginning, look, you know, we're not pacifists by any stretch of the imagination. That doesn't mean we don't fight. That means I'm willing to be to be corrected here on this, but we engage in a righteous fight. That's kind of my thinking. So, okay. Back to you.
Well, it is right, you know. And again, you know, and for my friend Ed, who just sent me an email saying, I think you may be premature, I just answered him, well, you were saying that, Doug. I think you are naive, still looking for a man to save you. Here's the thing. I have a savior. His name is Jesus. I'm the one that went on record. And please understand this, ladies and gentlemen, that I said before God allows Russia and China to nuke the United States, he's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people. We got the most corrupt leaders in the world now. The most corrupt. We lecture others on how they should live and live like hell, motivated by hell, controlled by the prince of hell. The thing that I think is that people don't believe that America has great evil in the sight of the Lord. We allow foreign idols in, whether it's Anubis, the god of the dead, the Egyptian god of the dead, the temple of Baal, the arch of Baal, who, listen, by the way, child sacrifice was the demand of a bloodthirsty demon manifesting religion in the world, and now the ancient ones are coming back. The ancient gods, who the Lord, that's the fallen angels, that's the giants, that's the demonic offspring, that's the aliens, all separate, but for the same purpose, to destroy the people of God. I even am on record as telling you, and you know this, Doug, when I said a couple years ago that the word normal would never be used again, and everything you've known as normal will never be again. Do you remember when I said that?
I do. And you know, I want to remind people right here on this platform and elsewhere, as late as the last conference last year, but as early as I think the conference before that, you said that and you nailed it, because normal as we once knew it is not normal as we will know it again. You're right.
Right. And here's the other thing I've said recently. I think the first time I said it was on a show you did with me. And again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart that I said the word selection is going and will be gone. We were so blessed by the living God. Bounty means you have choices. Interestingly enough, they just found a buffet that was unearthed in Pompeii. And in Pompeii, the buffet was pretty sophisticated because it had pictures of each bin of what the food was and the price on it. Pompeii was destroyed. The buffets ended. The people's lives ended. So forget selection, ladies and gentlemen. The words coming are famine, scarcity, and prices for whatever is available off the charts. And that's for those who are left alive by the grace of God, because God always has a witness. God always has a witness. I'm perplexed. I believe we're in the same position that if you take the prophet Samuel and the people were crying out to be like all the nations of the world around them. They wanted to join the new world order of their day. Samuel heard the cry of the people, took it before the Lord. He had access to the presence of the Lord, just as most Christians do based on the promise of God. If they are washed in the blood of the Lamb, we are told we have boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies. The high priest in Israel's history can only go in there one day a year, Jesus comes, is resurrected, crucified, then resurrected, and the temple in the most precious place in all Jewish ceremonial worship, God tears the veil from the top down, saying, come on home, I've redeemed you. Through my son Jesus, you have direct access to the Father. One of the most important, amazing things in the New Testament. So where are we now, Doug? We are at this point. We are at this point, just as Pompey had the buffet, Samuel went before the Lord. The people of the Lord said, we demand a king. We want to be just like the new, we want to be just like the old world order around us. They all have kings. We want to be just like them. Israel, with the blessing that God had given them in history then, stood apart. But here's what happens. Those who have been set apart and stand apart from all the other world, the world will not let them stand against what's the global good, the new world order, which is orchestrated by Satan, whom he himself will come on the world scene, sit in the third temple being built, and everybody will be clapping. That man is called the Antichrist, who takes the place of Jesus Christ. Until God takes the scales off the eyes of the Jewish people and the eyes of the world. Because of the supernatural evil that's going to be present on the earth, I feel I got to go here right now. The two witnesses spoken about in the Bible who are literal people, because literal people die in the streets of Jerusalem after their 3.5 years of ministry, they will be confronting the people of earth. They will be confronting the Antichrist. The world will hate them. The world hates them so much. When they're finally killed, the world watches. Satellite TV, who knows what the technology would be at that point. Those men be caught up physically into heaven, just as Jesus ascended into heaven. It's given man once to die and once to judgment. Two people in history have not died. The prophet Elijah and the scribe Enoch. Enoch walked with God and was not because God took him. Obviously, Elijah knew that God was going to call him home. He didn't know that, he didn't dial 1-800. There were no Uber chariots in those days. But God had warned him. And Elisha, with an S-H-A, who had served Elijah faithfully, wanted one thing. He wanted that anointing that was on Elijah. And he had a heart's desire. Israel got a king. His name was Saul. Brought great murder and slaughter. Great murder and slaughter. So, ladies and gentlemen, be careful what you want. That's why the most important, I would say, not slogan, but battle cry, no king but Jesus. And now the battle cry in the land, which puts every Christian at death's door, outside of the deliverance of Almighty God, is no Jesus but the Antichrist. Two famous statements in history. One is, I don't believe he's the originator, but Brent Scowcroft, former National Security Advisor, made the statement, by consent or by conquest, there will be a new world order. Others have said that too. I looked up and I forget who was the first person that said that. David Spangler, which was one of the UN's religious liaisons, made a statement. No one will enter the new world order without a Luciferic initiation, and they're pledging their allegiance to Lucifer. Get rid of the Christians, they must die, so the evil one can come and take over the world. Then we'll be free. The devil never pays his employment contracts with anything other than temporary power and eternal damnation. And I hope people understand that. I hope the people that record everything you and I say, Doug, I pray that every single intelligence agent who's listening to this, who was maybe raised by a Christian mother and father who dedicated their kids to the Lord, now the parents are gone, but they still trusted God. Lord, I'm believing you to save my errant son, to save my errant daughter. Those of you in the military who are still even the point of, you know, in the pit of your stomach where this all leads to. Come out from amongst them and be separate, saith the Lord. Let you be a partaker of their plague. People say, well, that only applies to church. Uh-uh. Don't we have a plague in the land? Don't we have a plague in the land? I want to go to the 14-day shutdown. That I didn't just sit around and make up. You're talking about the president-elect, lest God intervenes. And I believe if Steve Pachinik's right, and I don't know that he is, I don't know that he isn't. I do know this. He lives in a total different world than anybody else. And I do mean this. He's my friend, but he is one of the brightest men in the world. That's not flattery. That's just calling it like it is. I believe. I'm on Alex's side on this. Q Anonymous. I do not believe Q Anonymous. Trust the plan. Trust the plan. Trust the plan. You're watching the fruit of no plan. You're watching every statement they made up until this time of none effect. So maturity says you can hold two conflicting views and prayerfully and carefully consider the evidence. Every court in land, even the court in heaven, will be looking at evidence. I see no evidence at this point. Again, I say to all of you looking to the present to basically make it all good again, you're looking, maybe that's what it stands, make it all, no, I mean, it would be Mitka, make it all good again. Instead of Mara, make it, make America repent again. You can't expect a man that if he has accepted Jesus and as a baby Christian to have the understanding you do. You cannot hold someone else to your level of walk with the Lord. Each man must walk out his faith, surrender, calling, purpose, desire in an individual manner. No one's going to be with Doug Hagman when he stands before the judgment seat of Jesus. By the way, that's not heaven or hell. That's for rewards. And great, Doug, are your rewards in heaven. The intercessors who are largely hidden. You don't appreciate this, intercessors, but I appreciate you. You're the ones that will shine bright. You're the ones that think, well, I don't have a public ministry. There would be none of us who have a public ministry if it weren't for the intercessors. I owe specific intercessors my life. They prayed me through some of the most deadly strife. I thank God that they're to those who have an open heart. Jesus told me, he said, Steve, you don't have to be defensive. I told you, go forth in my anointing. If they receive you, they receive me. Well, that, and I said, Lord, I'm the furthest guy. And I've said this, Doug, I want to make this clear. I'm not protesting too much. I even said it again to God. I said, God, I'm not your guy. I'm not your guy. I live knowing I couldn't stop enough evil. But I live knowing, on the other hand, that so many people will be in the kingdom of God. I've never met him on this side of eternity. I'll meet him in heaven. There'll be people that will say, and they will say, they told me this, when I get to heaven, I'm going to thank you. I say, don't. I said, I will join you and we will thank him, the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, we don't understand the holiness of God. I said, Lord, I'm a ragamuffin. A ragamuffin was a doll that was made out of, remnants of clothing. Like, you know, the American doll. I've had two daughters. I know what toys were, or the American doll collection. The desire. And I believe this is why God has said to me, this is your message, Steve. It determines. This is important, Doug. It's the most important thing I've ever spent. And by the way, just FYI, everybody, I've been asked to speak on Alex Jones. I've been asked to speak on Alex Jones or gone there for a couple of years. And I did make the statement, I will probably never go on that show again just because, you know, I got cut off. But they've been asking me and asking me and asking me. So I went to the Lord and I asked one of my friends, one of the brightest businessmen I know, the smartest guys I know. I know a lot of smart people. I can pick up something, I hope. And I said, should I do this or should I not? And he said, absolutely, Steve. And Alex has a huge audience. But ladies and gentlemen, again, so much of what you're dealing with now I first made the statement on his show, shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way they want you dead, during the Ebola scare. And Doug, I don't remember, maybe you can, but I believe Alex actually let me pray on that show.
Yes. Yeah. I think you were the only one that he did.
Yep. And ladies and gentlemen, I made the statement, watch what God will do. Within a 24-hour period, that whole Ebola scare, that whole Ebola false flag came to naught. Oh, that I pray the people of God would hear. It was not me. It was all the people of God praying. And that's what I'm saying. Enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise, but not before repenting. Read Daniel 9, verse 4 through 19. Pray it, and then begin to praise God, and then begin to basically thank the Lord for his deliverance, for you, your family, and for those of this nation that will basically be covered by that intercessory prayer. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, Steve, absolutely right. And when I said about Alex Jones, you were the only one that they allowed to pray as of that time. So I'll just leave it at that. Before we go any farther, I just want to say, as we are more and more getting deplatformed or delisted, and again, Steve Quayle talked about this, about the delistings, deplatforming. Folks, please go to stevequayle.com or actually qfiles.tv and subscribe, because that's where you're going to get the best information. It's qfiles.tv. Become a subscriber. And support Steve Quayle on that. But I also want to thank our corporate supporters that we still have, and thank you very much to Lightstream. If you're thinking about the high interest rate credit cards you've used over the holidays, or 14 days out into a new year, and you're probably getting the bills now from the holidays, well, think about Lightstream.com, folks. When it comes to refinancing your credit cards, you've got options, but only Lightstream was ranked by number one by J.D. Power for customer satisfaction with personal loans. You can get your monies the same day that you apply. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan started just 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit, and you could save thousands in interest, thousands of dollars. I know my niece saved a whole bunch. These are good people. They'll work with you. Now, here's what you need to do. Apply today for a credit card consolidation loan from the company. J.D. Power ranked number one for customer satisfaction in personal loans. Plus, get an additional interest rate discount at lightstream.com/Hagman. I'm going to spell this out for you, okay? It's LIGHTSTREAM, lightstream.com/Hagman. Remember, there's two N's on Hagman. This is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman. That's H-A-G-M-A-N-N, lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. Again, I want to thank them for being a corporate sponsor on this platform. But getting back to what Steve said, you know, it's we are living in the times that Steve Quayle talked about 25 years ago, whether it was on Art Bell, 15 years ago, whether it was on InfoWars, 10 years ago, whether it was on this platform. Now we are in that period of time, and people are saying, hey, what's going on? My question to those people is, have you not been paying attention? Have you not been paying attention to Steve Quayle? Which brings me, cycles me right back around, qfiles.2.0, or qfiles.tv, which I'm telling you, it's really an important platform. So, Steve, with all of this, you know, here we are. I'm just going to kick it back to you, because you've been throwing a lot of truth bombs out there, and I've been catching them, or we all have been catching them, so go ahead.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to just remind everybody that the Bible is absolutely imperative. I'm told 4 states now have legislation pending that a possession of a Bible, preaching from a Bible, and even quoting from a Bible is going to be a capital offense. I said that years ago, Doug. What I'm saying is this. all the calls that God has ever given to me, that means stuff in the future, is based on his promise. I can tell you the day I got saved. I can tell you the day I got commissioned. I can tell you actually within hours of the day I got commissioned and by the living God. I can tell you the circumstances. And I can tell you this, the word of the Lord to me was, if you will be faithful to warn my people, I will bring the people to you who will tell you what you need to tell my people. Kind of a mouthful there. Understand, that's being told to a pagan, a man who was a pagan 6 hours before, and the president of a raunchy fraternity. I mean, really raunchy. And the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, I never signed up for it, yet he called. And I want to make this clear. The 139th Psalm specifically states that more numerous than the sand of the sea, so are the eternal God's thoughts towards you, or in King James English, to make it rhyme, towards thee. Some of us are so riddled down with past failures, contemporary wars in our own home, our children turning on us. Better they turn now than turn later at the cost of your life. Wives divorcing husbands, husbands divorcing wives. The enemy of a man's life will be those of his own household, Jesus said. I watch it every day play out in lives. Troubled, broken people. We're all broken, ladies and gentlemen. It's called sin. Again, I just got to keep hitting this and hitting this and hitting this. There is no political solution to a spiritual problem. And America's spiritual problem has never been dealt with. Had it been dealt with, we wouldn't be here. Well, I still pray for my country. Do. I still pray for my president. Do. I'm not telling you to quit doing any of those things, but I'm telling you to pray in a different way. Acknowledging your sins before God. Acknowledging our nation's sins before your personal sins. That's why I'm saying, oh, read, everyone, read Daniel 9, 4 through 14 and pray that prayer and ask God to make it real to your heart. Ask God to give you an understanding of his heart for so many people that are going to be dead. The Deagle Report, again, put out by the intelligence agencies in the background, basically are talking about the United States population in 4 years from now being down to 100 million people. That means almost 260 million people got to die. Doug, I do the math simple, you know, quick and dirty. That's 50 million a year. Shot in the arm, shot in the head. Either way, they give up dead. You end up dead, or they want you dead either way. The point that is critical in this presentation today, never in the history of the United States where our wars were fought in foreign fields, has the battle been brought to our land to ultimately show up on our porch? Do not ask the Lord, God, you, King David, your anointed, prayed that you would deliver him from the snare of the fowler. The fowler is the one that wants to kill you and eat you. And by the way, one of the most famous movie stars, Arnie Hammer, is openly now confessing he's a cannibal. I don't know if you saw that. It was on the Daily Mail. I posted it. You've got, and I'm told, I'm telling you this. Well, I won't believe until you see it. Well, you've seen a plenty of stuff and you still don't believe it. Did you believe that you could basically set up a total 4 year fraud against the President of the United States? And the reason Russia was blamed is because the people who are bought off in our government by the Chinese, the mainstream media, had to blame Russia. I'm not to say Russia isn't responsible for its own actions, but I do remember this, and I think it's an accurate statement. Vladimir Putin said if Hillary Clinton would have won the presidency, he was ready to attack the U.S. with nuclear weapons. He's demonstrated over and over that the technology of hypersonic MIRV weapons is already possessed. He's demonstrated over and over that the Tesla physics of electromagnetic pulse weapons and other various forms of scalar energy are capable of bringing some of the most sophisticated technology U.S. possesses. Maybe that's why I'm banned in the U.S. The bottom military, internet channels, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, the truth. There's nothing more dangerous now than the truth. There's nothing more dangerous than the truth. Or you wouldn't see Twitter and Faces of Death Book and all of the platforms deplatforming people. And I want to say this. I am encouraging the Christians to pray about everything I'm saying. I am encouraging the non-Christians that know the civil war is coming. And again, I can tell you this, that we have to see the lateness of the hour. Go ahead and take it, if you would.
Well, you know, I don't know how much more that can be said openly in this forum. I do want to make this point. What Steve said about a very special Q files or a very special broadcast for people that support us. We're going to be making announcements both on Steve's website and mine when we have the details hammered in, but it's going to be as early as next week. And you know, it's going to help us keep everything going because we do fund everything through this organization. And when I say fund everything, I'm talking about helping others. I'm talking about, we just don't sit on piles of cash. We don't buy jets or yachts or heck, you know, we just don't do that. So keep that in mind. And the other thing as well that I think that people really should take to heart is never lose faith just because we don't really know what's happening. I think God will be our guide. I mean, we have to look to God for divine guidance. It's amazing how many people come out and they say, well, look at this. You have troop movements over here or these airplanes over here. You know, look, I get that. But it's like attempting to read tea leaves or looking through a glass darkly. We don't necessarily understand what's going on. And as Steve said earlier, you know what? I'm not even sure the president really knows what is really going on. We are in an area that we are living right now in an area that Steve Quayle has been talking about his entire radio career. We're here. You know, should it surprise anyone? I don't know. You know, it's kind of like when someone is deathly ill and there's a death that happens. Are you surprised by that? Not necessarily surprised, shaken for sure. This is how I would equate it. You know, when it finally happens, you're expecting it, but now it happens. You know, there's a sadness, there's a shaking that is associated with that. I'm just kind of trying to put it in my terms, folks. You might have a different kind of analogy or different scenario, but the thing is, what Steve has been saying for so many years, what this platform has been attempting to put out by way of guests like Steve Quayle. My gosh. You know what, Steve Quayle? Thank you. I want to publicly thank Steve Quayle. I kind of say it like this. He brought me to this dance. And you know what, folks? You dance with the person that brung you, right? I see so much disloyalty within the communities, so much betrayal. And at the end times, in the end days, weren't we told about betrayal? Even among family members, friends, business associates, that's what. So I want to thank him publicly and for everything that he's done. This is not a swan song or a goodbye song, but you just never know because tomorrow, poof, we could be gone. By the way, it's interesting. Facebook and Twitter lost $51 billion in revenue since they banned President Trump. And the $51 billion, I don't know combined revenue. I don't know if that makes a dent in their pocketbook, but that's significant. I think it's 11%. They're down 11% since the first of the year. So it's rather interesting. It just shows that we can make the right decisions when it comes to, and Amazon, I got to tell you something. Amazon is what Steve said earlier about, you know, about the debauchery. Amazon is selling I hate to even say this, anatomically correct dolls, like the size of infants. Folks, we cannot, in a Christian society, cannot accept that. Cannibalism, as Steve mentioned. Look at the push away from traditional meat-eating platforms, environments. It's just gone beyond. And on the HagmanReport.com, and I'm going to kick it back to Steve on the HagmanReport.com, there was last Saturday night, I believe it was, a club in Los Angeles where they were having a super spreader event, or in my words, it redefines the meaning of the word super spreader, if you get my drift, where the Eyes Wide Shut community in Los Angeles was meeting. And wouldn't you know it, they got busted for not wearing masks.
The irony of that is just mind-boggling.
Yes.
I went on record. Hey, Doug, went on record. The mask of the beast leading to the mark of the beast, leading to murder by the beast. Look at how easy we rolled over on a non-scientific principle. I maintain that if anybody still has a semblance of rational thinking, you have to identify your financial interests. It should be a law. If you have a financial interest in a vaccine or in any form of biological warfare, that we must demand, and it's probably too late, you can't get away from Fauci. And Fauci, by the way, was the guy that sold his soul to Mephistopheles in Goethe's play. And by the way, Hitler loved that play. He also loved Wagner music. Those are trivial points to be brought into the contemporary world, because, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing people with personal financial interests selling out the country, selling out the world to get as much money as they can, as fast as they can, which brings me to the market. The stock market has always been, and I've said this more and more, the hypnotist amulet to keep people transfixed on the stock market. It hypnotized the President of the United States. It hypnotized him such that that was the only primarily thing that he looked at. And under President Trump, the stock market zoomed and a lot of people's net worth went up. But the trillions of dollars that have been added to the national debt, which will never pay back, we're now so deep in debt it could never be paid back. It'll only have to be abrogated for, in my opinion, a new digital currency. Don't think the universal income isn't coming. Oh, and by the way, maybe the new drive-in restaurants will be called Mr. Cockroach or Mr. Grasshopper or Hoppers. Not Hooters, Hoppers. Because in case you don't know it, the United Nations is planning a full-scale push to eat insects and maggots. Oh, and when does Soylent Green come along? Soylent Green, to quote the movie by the same name with Charlton Heston, when the biggest line in the movie says, Soylent Green is people. It is imperative that you understand this. That's why they're killing the cattle industry. That's why the mega corporations are controlling so much. The mega corporations are controlled by the mega rich, who are controlled by Lucifer himself. Remember what I told you. No one goes into the New World Order, according to David Spangler, United Nations, without a Luciferic initiation. Remember what I said, Brent Scowcroft, National Security Advisor. By consent or by conquest, there will be a New World Order. Who stands in the way of the New World Order? Christians. Because the whole world has been given over to believing a lie. As proof of that, Bill Casey, former DCIA, director of CIA, made the statement, we'll know our mind control efforts have been effective when everything the American people believe is a lie. Ladies and gentlemen, remember that. remember every form of trap, every form of snare, every form of righteous indignation will be placed out there as bait, as bait. Again, the day will come. You won't be able to escape revolution. You won't be able to escape civil war. You won't be able to escape the nuclear war, except the Lord save you and take you to safe places. They which have betrayed your country is based on a database that was released of how much Chinese influence is in this country. It goes from senators, it goes to congressmen, it goes to governors. 22 governors on the payroll. 22 governors. All that information was presented to the Supreme Court. They wouldn't act on it. Guess what? That's why Clarence Thomas said, this day democracy has died, or something like it. Who are you going to appeal to? Doug, this is why it's so critical. It's so critical. Even for militia members, even for patriots, for every group out there, this is not the time of their fight, your fight. This is not the fight time to fight. And here's what I'm saying. Because right now it's on their terms. And right now the plot is to basically arrest the low-hanging fruit. To send so much discouragement into the whatever community, patriot community, conservative community. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a conservative, they got all your records. I want to make a statement about hell phones, okay? H-E-L-L-O. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting? I never thought about this. Hello. H-E-L-L-O. Hello. Or, oh, hell. Seriously, think about that. Helephones. I think I'm pretty accurate. So helephones. Every single voice that's ever been on a landline, that's ever been on a cell phone, every single voice is absolutely recorded in huge data banks. The data banks require so much water that the one built in, the Provo, Utah area sucks up most of the Salt Lake City water supply. The limitation of Salt Lake City's growth will be the amount of water used to cool the cores of some of the biggest computers in the world. Well, I'm going to go buy a throwaway phone. Fine. Unless you have someone who's never spoken on the phone before, talking to someone else who's never spoken on a phone before, writing out messages to pass on to both people, to pass on to the people that need to get the message. Listen, it won't work. Excuse me. It won't work. So here's the thing. We're tracked. Every form of satellite tracks us. Every form of spy devices track us, whether they're intersection cameras. It was just like the movie, probably one of the most important series on TV, was the one where James Caviezel was, they had a computer that could monitor, kind of like Minority Report, when things were going to happen to people. And I forget the name of the series right now. But it was very popular. But yet in that, Hollywood was telling you that, ladies and gentlemen, we're tracked. We're tracked. Every single Facebook post with pictures is tracked and stored. Every single one. Don't forget your GPS coordinate. So let's say you're going with your favorite boyfriend, and God forbid you're cheating on your wife or your husband with your favorite girlfriend or boyfriend. Everything is tracked. Every time you go to the supermarket, you're tracked and timed. Every time. Every time you make a purchase at any of the stores with credit card, it all goes into your master file. Anytime you go to, China Mart, they have the technology to take your picture, and basically that all goes into real-time databases. You're now seeing, ladies and gentlemen, the vilification. This is something I got to cover, Doug, in the remaining moments.
Go for it.
Years ago, I was given a formula, and it wasn't with mathematical or numerals. It was with consonants, okay? Consonants. And I thought, this is weird. It was I, India, V, Victor, N, November, D Delta, IVND. The process was this: identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. Who is the most hated group of people since the rebellion started during Trump's campaign? Who? Well, I'll make it easy for you. Christians. V, vilify. Look at what we're being vilified. Nullified, we're being cut off. All of us are being cut off from any, you know, access to social media. By the way, I'm on record from the day social media came on and Faces of Death book. I said these are self-erecting or self-fulfilling intelligence dossiers that were set up. The basis was from Marcus Wolf, former head of the Stasi, East German secret police, and Yevgeny Primakov, the Russian, and he was the KGB head over, I think, Middle East. And they were hired by the U.S. government to set up the Department of Homeland Security. Well, I should just call it what it is, the fatherland. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I maintain you're going to see it. When the truth of Antarctica gets revealed, and I'm betting that's going to increase daily with revelations, and that's why Doug and I are going to have a special broadcast. It's that important for you to know. If I'm telling you the future only because someone has not only shared with me, that's been an area of research. If the web bots are talking about Antarctica and all the secrets being revealed, there's a reason why the world's leaders go there. There's a reason why Buzz Aldrin basically shut down, passed out, and had a medical emergency. There's a reason. I'm giving you tidbits. There's a reason he did make the statements about evil. There is a reason why the most evil people in the world went there. Remember, I'm just going to give you a teaser. Remember Admiral Byrd's meeting in the North Pole, one of the most famous admirals in the Navy, meeting in the North Pole with basically the master of the world. We've known him in the scripture as the prince of the world. We will see him manifesting as the Antichrist. The Nazis made a deal. The Nazis were betrayed. They still have their area beneath the ice. And by the way, I don't think, Doug, people understand how big Antarctica is. We're not talking about the local borough, or the local county of Gallatin, which I live in, and whatever your county name is, in Erie, PA, or whatever. But the point is...
Yeah, I couldn't believe how big it is. Yes, go, please, explain that.
Yeah, so when you hear of McMurdo Sound or the basic Antarctic scientific expeditions, understand this. A lot of those guys don't even know what's going on, but some do. The records of people that have come forward, whether they're pilots being forced to land in the ice, the pyramids that are down there, the power source that is absolutely emanating some of the most extreme power output that's ever been experienced, driving the weather, dividing the polar vortex. This isn't conspiracy stuff. This is historic reality. And I didn't spend years writing and researching the Third Reich. By the way, I was contacted, I believe, by the most famous German submariner's grandchild or great-grandchild and told me that what I was talking about the German Admiral Derenitz, and I think it's D-O-E-N-I-T-Z with the umlauts. The bottom line is I just got another email from somebody, I won't even tell you, the defense and aerospace industry, someone whose father-in-law just passed away, who was the head of one of the major defense aerospace industries, talking to his son-in-law, literally almost on his deathbed, Doug, about our Mars bases and moons bases. So I'm called everything. But I'll tell you what, five intelligence agents didn't show up at Branson when I talked about the real space program, about the Martian bases, the different ones, how many people are Mars. And isn't it interesting that the most famous rocketeer in history, Dr. Wernher von Braun, former member of the SS, brought to the United States under Operation Paperclip, the first guy to be the head of NASA, And isn't it interesting that he writes a book, late 50s, called Mission to Mars, and the overriding committee that governs Mars is called the Elon, E-L-O-N. Isn't it interesting? Elon Musk, his fascination with Mars. I believe that man knows so much more than he would even be able to tell people at this point. But I want you to know this too. Dave Hodges had a talk, I believe, and Dave and I have done shows on this. His father was in that world. Dave remembers being a little boy and people coming to his house, and he was able to get bits and pieces of it. Then he was able to talk again to, Dr. Wernher von Braun's secretary, I believe, at Redstone Arsenal. Or that's where she was before she retired. Obviously, she's an elderly lady now. But the point is that all of this stuff. And Doug, what does preponderance of evidence mean? Obviously, you've been in up court cases. What does the preponderance of evidence mean as an investigator to a case?
Well, that's a very specific legal designation. A preponderance of evidence means the weight of evidence. And by the way, there's a difference between proof and evidence. Evidence is something that you bring to a court that the weight of which goes to the proof of a matter. So preponderance of evidence, very simply, is the weight in the aggregate of the evidence that is being being presented, which, of course, the other standard is beyond a reasonable doubt, which is used in the criminal realm for convictions and such. So the standards are against the two. Preponderance of evidence would be the lesser of the two high bars. Preponderance of evidence, again, just the totality or the aggregate weight of the evidence brought forth.
So hearing those definitions, ladies and gentlemen, proof that's undeniable, even with your eyes seeing, your ears hearing, will you believe it? When you have a mass revelation of flying saucers by the tens of thousands around the world simultaneously dropping their invisibility shields? You really think Hollywood, when coming up with all this stuff, just sat around, doing magic mushrooms, dropping LSD, and, sitting down and having seances? Some of them did, with evil spirits who would tell them. No, ladies and gentlemen, they have seen it. They have been taught it. They have been given to it. This stuff has been given to them by the intelligence agencies. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say something. Gen 6, G-E-N-6, giants.com. And do we have time, Eric, for you just put that, the front page up? Gen 6, G-E-N-6, giants.com. Daniel Holdings absolutely is the editor at large, the editor in charge. Something happens to me, I'm making legal moves that becomes his baby. Nobody else, and I say this, nobody else on the planet could handle that in the context of Christianity and the knowledge base that Daniel has. There's just nobody. And I believe that God has literally told me, Steve, you're going to be transitioning over to that more. I'll keep the Q file subscriber. But by transitioning, I think that's maybe the Lord's way of saying they're going to take you down on the regular internet. And I don't have anything to do with the new one, except obviously it's a derivation of my Genesis 6 giants spelled out. And it's all brand new. It's being repopulated with articles, new articles daily, the different categories. So when it comes to aliens, when it comes to giants, when it comes to supernatural entities, whether it's Bigfoot or the littlest creatures on the planet, whether it comes to all things that are happening, that Christians need understanding of so they be not deceived, that's what that site is. That is my legacy, son. It is that and critical. It's Gen 6, G-E-N-6, giants.com. And Doug, thank you. We'll be announcing the time of the special fundraiser, and God bless each and every one of you. I thank the Lord for you. Thank you for supporting Doug. Thank you for financially supporting us. Thank you for your gifts, for the ministries, because you're making a difference. And the only reason we can make a difference is due to your intercession, your prayer, and your faith. I do not take that granted. There is nothing I cherish more in the earth. outside of my relationship with Jesus, then intercessory prayer. Doug, yeah, God bless you.
God bless you, Steve. Thank you so very much for being who you are and what you do and being a part of this platform, integral part of this platform. God bless you, my friend. Folks, that'll do it for the Hagman Report. HagmanStore.com, by the way, if you want to also assist in the funding of investigation and boots on the ground activity against human and child sex trafficking operations, go to HagmanStore.com. Make purchases because all the proceeds go to fighting child and human sex trafficking. HagmanStore.com. Have a great night, everyone.